Gemara says that we have a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Gemara says it's going to be the machlokes of the tumhut with the chuya. Gemara says ketanoi, a machlokes about whether the tzitzis meratza oida al metzchay, whether he can bring a raya from kohen gadol. Kohen gadol b'yom kippurim the tzitz was not always b'metzchay. But it was but lechayr is meratza. That's what Shimon says. So Yehuda says no. Tumu who's hutra b'dchuya, who's hutra b'tzibur on Yom Kippur. Vayis lechayr Reb Shimon holds tumu d'chuya b'tzibur. So machlokes Reb Shimon Yehuda lines up with the machlokes of whether oide al mitzchayes. The Gemara says what's the basis of the machlokes of oide of whether. The tzitzis miratze ba'odi al metzches. We discussed yesterday. The pasuk says, "Voye meisacharim minosa aron is avoyin hakodshim." That's mean avoyin hakodshim, the avoyin hakodshim of tuma. Asher yagdishu b'nei yisrael chol matnis kodshayim. V'hoyom al metzchay tamid liratzoyin lehem lefnei Hashem. What does v'hoya al metzchay tamid liratzoyin lehem lefnei Hashem add? So Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Reb Shimon says that Tomid Leratzin means that it has to be Tomid Al Metzchay. It's not possible. So therefore, Tomid means that it's always Meratze. Tomid V'hoy Al Metzchay. It'll be on his forehead. Tomid Leratzin. It won't be Al Metzchay Tomid, but it'll be Meratze Tomid. And if Yehuda says he doesn't, he holds it doesn't, that it's Meratze only B'hoy Al Metzchay. So he learns that v'hoya al metzchay tamed ule Rabbi Yehuda oksiv tamed who tamed shulay yisiach daitim imen. It's a separate din. There's a din v'metzchay tamed that the kohen gadol has to always have b'machaven that he's wearing a tzitz. The Gemara then says that Rabba Bar Rav Huna much later on. So he built on this din. The Gemara brings a raya. Rabbi Yehuda's din from the fact that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna later on had a din that Hayois is a mitzvah shelo yisiach daitai. How are you going to not be mesiach daitai? So the only way you can not be mesiach daitai is if you're continuously mamashmesh. You always have it in mind. What's the lashon of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna? Chayiv odom lamashmesh b'tfilin b'chol shor v'shor. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna's din was not a kochim dikadin. It was a din in tfilin. Chayiv odom that we are mechuyiv to continuously adjust our tfilin or whatever mashmesh means. That and we have to do that. Why? Because kal v'chomim etzitz matzitz shein be'elas karachas. Omrit Tayral Metzchay Tomid, Rabbi Yehuda's din, Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. A Metzchay Tomid means shli yisich da'itim imenu. And here there's a blank. Is there a din of the koyin being memashmesh betzitz tomid? So that's hard to find, but Rashi Chumash in Parshas Tzav says that the koyin gadol was memashmesh betzitz tomid. Okay, he fills in that blank. But Rabbi Bar Huna doesn't say that. Rabbi Bar Huna says that there's a din of Tomid Legabe that sits, and that sits only had one askara. So Lachas Kama Vekamam, that tefillin Sheish Ben Askara is Harbe, Lachas Kama Vekamam, that what? That you can't be Mesiach Das. And since you can't be Mesiach Das, Lachara, you have to be Memashmesh with tefillin. All right, but kacha nifsuka halacha,
That's in Shulchan Aruch.
Kach in Halach in the Rambam. The Rambam has in Dalet Yod Dalet Chayev Odom LeMashmish B'Tfilov Kol Zaman Shem Olam Shalisir Naitim Mehem Afilo Rega Echad. Shekdushasan Gedol Mekdushas Atzitz. Shatzitz Ein Bo Yelo Shem Echad. Velo Yesh Bem Echad V'Yesrim Shem Shol Yudkei B'Shel Roy Shukim Vaisim B'Shel Yad. So Memela that is a din of being mashmish calls man shei molim shalei sich daitei mehem. A little bit difficult with the Rambam is notel achevel mishtei yodah, right? Because our Gemara presents this din as Rabbi Barvuna built in Rabbi Yehuda. Our Rambam, we learned yesterday, Rambam pasleg Rabbi Shimon, that tum is dechuya, that the tzitz is miratzem. For Tumut Nechuyah L'chayra, according to Rambam, there is no requirement of the Ametzach Tomid is not Miyutah. Ametzach Tomid teaches us the Dinet Meratzah Tomid. He doesn't need the Jerusha of Rabbi Yehuda. And L'chayra, the Rambam doesn't bring the Din of Esach Das L'gabe Tzitz. But how does the Rambam bring the Din, the derivative Din of Rabbi Bar Avuna? So the Tais, so that's a Kasha. Taisva says, Umatzitz, She'ein boy, as Kara achas, Tema. Taisva says, Tema li, Lifrich, we should ask a kasha on this Kalvachayim. Achas kama v'kama. If I have to worry about the askara of tzitz, I zich have to worry about the 42 askaras of the tefillin. So Taisva says, Tema li, I can ask a kasha on the Kalvachayim. Malet tzitz shekein Hashem hi begoloi, Tema b'tefillin shein mechupin. Or, how can I, the askaras of the tefillin are toma and are hidden? Svasem has asked Akasha and the Pircha that Mechupin is only a din legabe going into Mokim and Tunafes. Mechupin is not a din legabe the Kedusha of the tefillin, of the askar. Okay, led by Akasha. Ve'ein letarets tehochenamik siv shin dalet yud betfillin bekmotin. And don't tell me not so fast, because there is a Shem Hashem of Tfilin, which is Begoli, because we squeeze the Tfilin Shel Rosh Tavashin, the Ein Zek Sav Gomor, the Dav Kishin Shel Tfilin, Halacha Lamashim Yisinai, Avodalit V'yod, Loi, V'oid, B'tzitz, Iko Shem Yuchad, Ben Dalit Oiseis, the Chomer Tvei. So he could say, so he says, to tell me that there's a din of having the tefillin, Shem Hashem Begoli, which parenthetical Gitzvah Hashem says, that's why the bag of the tefillin have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha, because the shame there, but he says, but that's not a shame that's Halach L'Mashim Sin Hashem. And therefore, and it's not the Shem of Yuchad. So I could make many arguments that the shame of the tzitz is a more chomer dikke shame than the shame of tefillin. V'nirali de'ena kal v'chomer gomer. But once again, Taisu says, like he says in Shabbos, it's not a kal v'chomer gomer. It's not a kal v'chomer gomer de'iraisa. Ela midi rabbonon. V'achi ka'amar. Nihi nami de'iko chumra tvei betzitz kidem mefarish. Mikol Mokim came in the Ika betfilin. Sad Hashiv was that fey. She yesh ben as Kores Harbe Svarehu. She min adin yesh lachachomim letakein lemashmesh ben kolsho. So Rabbi Bar Avuna said, is adin the Rabbonon. The din the Rabbonon to be mashmesh betfilin. How do I come to din the Rabbonon? I come to din of the Rabbonon because Chazal said that if the Rabbonishim said, Chazal said that since tefillin have a tzad yoser choshev and tzitz, so memela Chazal are misakin adin. So memela the paskening Rabbi Bar Avuna, even they don't paskin tamid, not such a glaring theorah. The din of being mashmish mishfilin is a din the rabbanon, and then Chanami Rambam may have other mekaris that the din the rabbanon exists. Chayvonu lemashmish mishfilin, and l'chayra that's what Taisus would point out to us that we have a din de raisa l'chayra according to Rabbi Yehuda based on the pasuk of Tamid, and Rabbi Bar Avuna said based on that idea. So we should chazal or mesakein a din of being memashmesh b'tfilin kedei shalei yisich da'itai. Not so poshut that the Rishonim hold like this. L'chayra the Rambam does not hold that it's a din the Rabbanon, because the Rambam is a chiddush and says kol ha'potur mikriyish ma'potur b'tfilin. And the Rambam writes mitzdor u'mishein da'itai miyushevis u'nachayna olav potter min atzvillin, shemeiniach tzvillin osul hesach daitei meyen. L'chayra, the Rambam holds hesach adas l'gabihun din de'iraisa, because the Rambam holds that if a person cannot refrain from being mesich das, so then it's potter min atzvillin. So it's hard to say that tour de rabbanon din de'iraisa, l'chayra din de'iraisa. What do you think?
Presumably from the secretary of the Gemara, it should be the Shalei Zia Taita Mimeh. But what should the taste of the Mashma that way?
Okay. But I think that the Diuk in the Gemara is a stronger Diuk than the Diuk in Taisvus. Right? Because in Lechara, Taisvus should end up saying, yeah, the Mishmush is a Drabona Digadin, but I still have to, he has to still defend his Kal V'Chaymer. He says there's no Kal V'Chaymer. So there's no Kal V'Chaymer, so then why should there be?
Where does the Din of Hadas come from?
No, but look, I don't think it's correct. Malitzitz she'ein ve'elas karachas omra teira al mitzchei tom shleisich da'itei tefillin she'yesh bo'yas karas harachas ha'mekama shleisich da'itei. So we're saying this much from the Gemara, and Tosfos says you can ask the Pirch on this because of the Shemos. So nearly dina kal v'chomer gomer elamid rabbanan kevidik b'tefillin tzan chashiv b'zeh tfei yesh min haskaris harbe sivaruhu shemenedin l'sakein. Okay, it's interesting, Diak, why he didn't say shemenedin yesh l'sakein yisir hesach hadas. Okay, interesting, Diak. But the Pashto says that he holds that the whole Kal V'Chayim is out. The Ritva does not say that. The Ritva says pirish af al gav de kedusha ulemili achmin etzitz chomer. The Ritva says, why get involved in the Yeskaris? Anybody would tell you. Any Barbe Rab would say, of course it sits. He has a more chomer dikah than the tzitz is only by kohen gadol. Tzitz is only by mikdash. I mean, there's a discussion because of our Tosfos. Oh, the din of tzitz b'mdina, because Tosfos talks about that he had a false sleep or something. All right, but lecharetz kohen gadol. Every Barbe Rab would tell you that tzitz seems to be a much more frightening and impressive beged kahuna. It's also machlegis. But whatever it is, then tefillin. Afilu achi le'inyan shmiras hesach adas sheha'azkora sheboy goyrem oisa tefillin chamurin sheish ben kama v'kama zkaris. Ena chanami yel talmeid. Nobody's going to say that they're tefillin amar chomer dignatis. But legabe the askores, and the askores is mechayev. The lack of hesach. It's not the kedusha de kohen gadol. It's the askores that are in lechara. If you look at the meiri, so the lashon meiri is also seems to be. In other words, what the point that I'm making is that this ritva asks a kasha, and he doesn't say don't get so excited to draw bonan. All right, so. So Binyamin would say maybe because the Ritva is holding, don't get so excited about the Hesach Hadas, but the Mishmash, all right, Tzarechian, have to consider it. But the Lashon of the Meiri also is Mashma, that he holds it to Dinde Raisa. Meiri's Lashon is, Shenemar Bezeh, Shenemar Betoira, Be'inyin Atzitz Tomid, Eina Inyin Ela, She Lo Yisiyach Daitim Imena. Ella yimashmeno tomid v'yizkor in yonai af b'tfilin amru chayev odu l'mashmesh b'tfilin b'chol sha. Okay, again, there's a shiluv of lashonis af b'tfilin omru chayev adam omru zedron to get in, but the flow of the miri sounds like yesh l'dun b'zeh, yesh l'dun b'zeh. What's the hesach das that we're talking about? So that we saw in the Rosh and in the Rabbeinu Yoina that the hesach das is a schoik v'kalas Rosh. But what was the hechrech to say that? So the that's the lashon of the Rosh of the Rabbeinu Yoina that. L'chaira, if one's allowed to doze off in when one's wearing one's tefillin, a shena she'ena kuvu, a shena seroi. So if you're allowed to have a shena seroi b'tefillin, so then l'chaira, you can be misiach das from the tefillin. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that it only means chok v'kalas v'sha. Hesach das does not mean that one has to be fixated on one's tefillin. Hesach das means you can't joke around with the tefillin. That hesach das from the lashon of the Emek Brach for other reasons, to hesach das from a mood of being beyiras hakovod. So the din that when a kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz, he had to have a mood of moira, the way the Emek Brach is a matzav of yiras hakovod. So we learn that if one has koras gurim a matzav of yiras hakovod, so too the wearing tefillin so many has koras. And how does this requirement of the matzav of yiras hakovod become expressed? You refrain from schoik mekalas rosh, but doze off a little bit. So there's a very important lashon in the Rabbeinu Yoina. He says dozing off is even more yiras hakovod because your mesiach mehem le'olam. So even more focused. If it dozes off in shir, maybe gets upset with you. You should have this lashon. He's saying, well, "What are you nervous about? I'm a better situation of kavana now. I'm only a shenis haroi. I didn't put on pajamas, and I may see a daiti in heavenly islands, a kavaldik, I'm at a higher level." Okay, that's how the rishonim dozed off. They were in a different matzav. So l'chayra, the Rambam would not accept this mahalach, right? Because the Rambam says that a person doesn't have yishav adas. A person is mitzvah. It's a lashon of Rambam in the Dalet Yud Gimel. Mi shein daitim yushevus una choyin olav potim in a tefillin. Says a mitzvah. Person is sad. A person is sad is zicher not going to be have schoik v'kalas rosh. So mitzvah means he's not having schoik v'kalas rosh. Elama. And that time Yushevus, he can't concentrate. So Memele, he's not going to be able to be fixated on his tefillin. So L'chaira, that which the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh did not want to say, Rambam says. So now we have a few machlaikas in between the Rambam and the Taisvis and Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh. What are the machlaikas in? First of all, Taisvis says that the din of Hesach and Das barring Binyamin's Diyuk, but someone of the halachis in this din, is it going to be a din der Rabbanon? And L'chaira, the Ritva, and the Rambam holds a din der Raisa. Meiri, the jury is out. L'chaira, din der Raisa. Okay. Next, if the Rambam holds a din der Raisa, then the Shagas Aryas Kasha is Chazer Meneir. But how can the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon and then paskin Reb Yehuda? Not an Eisen Akasha, because maybe there's some Sifrei Yerushalmi floating out there that can paskin. It's never an Eisen Akasha. But maybe if you can be Mitaritz, it's good to be Mitaritz. Then the Rambam and the Rosh have a different Geder Adin. What's the din of Hesach Hadas? Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina is can't joke around. Much easier for us to handle, right? And the Rambam is fixated that if you don't have Yishev Adas, the Rambam holds that Hesach Adas is if one can't have Hesach Adas aptur in the mitzvah tefillin. L'chaira, that'd be very hard to say in the Rosh and the Ramban that's aptur in tefillin. that if a person is such a mood that he can't stop joking around, maybe. But Lechara, I don't know if it's written any place, if a guy can't stop from joking around, so then he's potter from tefillin. So Lechara, the Rambam and the Rishonim, Rav Magda, and the Rav Yonah and the Rosh Magda, they did differently. Right, and this we can medayik in the Lashon of Tosfos. Right, so we're going to say now is quoted in the name of the Brisker Rav, not exactly this way. This particular diuk in the Tosfos, I came across in a, I think it's Pashut, but a Shemomri, maybe Gula Loilam. So then, I forget the name of the Sefer though. I think it's a Sefer called Mayim Chaim or something. Teres Chaim, forget. Whereas the Medrash says that Omer Dovah Shemami may be Gula Loilam. So Lechoira, it's hard to imagine that because you don't Gan Ben Torah, you may be Gula Loilam. What's the alternative? I'm not saying Dovah Shemami. That you say somebody else's Torah in your name. So that you refrain from being a ganav, you refrain from being a misyar b'divrei Torah, maybe gula olam. So easy. So lechora the pshat's like this. Lechora the pshat is a person was machaven to somebody else's Torah. So it's his egin a Torah. He can say that he's not a ganav. He was machaven. Then he sees it in the sefer, and then he says, "I want to be makasher the talmidim to." Another sefer, oh, that's maybe Gula Olam. That doesn't make any sense. To be Makasher, more of the Dervis is film. All right, so the Tosfos said to the Mitzvah, to Divrei Torah. So Tosfos is Tema. What's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos is saying it's all a Dinan Askaris. It's not a Dinan Ktushas Tfilin. The Rambam's Lashon is Shek Tushoson Gedoyla Mikdushas Atzitz. So, and the Rambam does say, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the tzitz only is one askara. The question is, what is the getter adin amabig mesich das? This is the Brisker Taka said. Is the getter adin that by not that my the iser of hesach das is a din in askaras? Is a din in kedushas Hashem? Is a din in moira in Yira Shemayim, or is the din of not being Mesiach Das and being fixated the din in Kedushas Tefillin? Kedushas Tzitz and Kedushas Tefillin. So Lechaira, if we're going to say, like the Ritva says, and like the Rambam would seem to say, that the Isur of Hesach Das is learned straight from the Tzitz, and the Rambam's lashon is shekdushasan gedayla mikdushas atzitz. So that means that the din of not being mesiach das is a din in the tefillin. It's a din in being mechabe the kedusha that the tefillin represents, the kedusha that the tzitz represents. Mashein akein. If I'm saying I'm counting askaras, and I say that the tzitz has an askara and the tefillin have more askaris, so then lechayra, it's not a din in the kedusha of tefillin, it's a din in the askaris themselves, a din in yiras Hashem. So lechayra, once we're, and that would explain why, according to Rambam, if I will not be successful in not being meisich das, so then it's already mistaber to say that there's a ptur tefillin. There's lechayra, it's hard to say that I should be potter from tefillin because it cannot be mekayim meira shem shemayim via my tefillin. But it does stand to reason to say in the mitzvah of tefillin, there's another kiyum mitzvah tefillin, and that's the kiyum of worrying about the kedushas of tefillin. And if I cannot have the second kiyum of tefillin, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me two kiyum of tefillin. He gave me a kiyum lahanachas tefillin, and he gave me a kiyum of meira kedushas tefillin. And if I cannot worry about, if I'm not capable, just like a person, if he's not capable of being meiniach tefillin, physically, is potter. So lechayra, if he's not capable of the second kiyum, so Rambam tells he's also potter. That's the lashon of Rambam. Kol ha-potter mikriyashma, potter mitfillin. Katan sheyedeya leshmor tefilov aviv loichay tefillin kedei lachanchay b'mitzvus. Choyli me'ayim v'komi sheyesh shel yachol leshmor tekav. Such a strange seder by Rambam. Halacha number one is if you're parted from kriyas batim tefillin. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you when you should take your child for buying tefillin. Okay. Once your child gets old enough, lishmar tefilov. All right. Next, choyli me'ayim v'kol mishle yochel lishmar es nekova v'elu bitzar potim in a tefillin v'chol atmeim. Okay, the gufnaki kol atmeim kulon chayovin bitfillin kitayrim, because that's not the din of gufnaki. Next din, mitzor u'mishayim. Why is it in the same din? Say, if the din of not being mesiach, if the din of being fixated, if that is a din in shmiras kedushas atfilin, so then the Rambam is teaching us a din very well. He's teaching us as a din of if you're potter from kriya shema, that you're potter from the kavana hatmunava. If you're potter from tefillin because you don't have the kedushas of guf, einu yochol lishmaras nekavav ela bitzar, so then I cannot give the tefillin the proper respect. I cannot be showing me the tefillin properly. I can't do a shmiras kedushas tefillin. So the drama said there are two ways in which we have to be showing my kedushas tefillin. One is I have to have a guf naki, and the other is I have to not be mesiach das. Koyanim b'shas avoida, Leviim b'shas she'omer mashir al aduchan, V'yisrael b'shas she'omer the mikdash p'tur min atfilin min atfilin. Another reason, I have to come back to that, because I'm going to be mesiach das as something that's yoseh b'kdusha. Okay, not for today. Yud dalet. Chayav adam lemashmish b'tfilin, kol zaman she'im olav, she'lo yesiach daitim mayem, afilu rege echad, she'kdusha son g'dayla mikdusha, that's it. It's all part, hayois, that I learned from the tzitz, that the kedusha of the tzitz, by virtue of its one azkara, has a din of shelo yisich daitai. So memela, the way that I have to attend. Now the first din is I'm potter. Next din is how do I? What's the halacha lemaisa? One is I'm potter b'sheval taisa. I can't concentrate. The second then is in order to make sure that I am not mesich das. So that's a din chayav lemashmesh. So lechayra we can now line up the sheets very beautifully. In other words, the balaya taisves. That the Diuk L'Shoinam teaches me that the Chiyuv of not being Mesiach Das comes from the obligation to be Marim Mikdash, to be Marim Shem Shemayim. Okay. So then Chazal said, this idea that a person expresses Marim Shemayim, Marim Fren Askoris, but not being Mesiach Das, so Chazal said, we're going to be misakin that din legabe tefillin, and we're going to misakin a further din of yemashmish b'tefillah. But the Rambam holds that the din of the hoyal metzchei tomid, that's a din in tefillin. That's a kedushas tefillin. So memela the Rambam holds that it's even said further. This lashon I heard from the Rav that it's a key. I didn't hear this from the Rav. I'm sure I may have seen it. But I heard from the Rav once is that whenever a mitzvah has two brachas, so it's a siman that there are two kiyum in the mitzvah. Now, it wouldn't make sense that Chazal or Mesake in two brachas in a mitzvah, one is a brachas on mitzvah, and the other is a zaitik a bracha, right? In other words, it wouldn't make sense to say that by bris milah, that kinesas bris, the bishul of Ram Avinu, is another observation that we're making. L'chayra means that if I'm making two brachas and a mitzvah, so it means that there are two kiyum in the mitzvah itself. And when I have an opportunity, I express the second kiyum also in a bracha. So the Rav, this I don't know if you heard from my sot, Mishmoy, that the Gemara says, if a person puts on his, I'll be passing, a person puts on his tefillin before Alei Sashachar, before the mitzvah, before he can make a bracha in tefillin. So then you leave your tefillin on, and then you memash meshbit tefillin, and then you make a bracha and yech tefillin. So the Rav said that, you see from the Gemara in Sukkah, that the Gemara says if a person is memash meshbit tefillin, he has to make a new bracha. So the Rishonim ask, a new bracha, you memash meshbit tefillin, what's the new bracha? So the Rishonim say the two kinds of being mamashmish. One is taking out of its place, putting back in its place. And the other is touching it to be aware of them. So some Rishonim say, I think it's the Ritva say, that when the Gemara in Sukkah says you make a new bracha, that means the tefillin fell out of place. So you were not, your kiyum mitzvah tefillin has been paused. Now you are restarting the kiyum mitzvah, make a new bracha. Okay. The Rav explained that when the Gemara says, and therefore many Achrayim say that when the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who puts on his tefillin before the chiv of tefillin, before Mishiyakir, and then he makes a bracha later on, means he takes him out of the place, and then puts him back in like a mini hanocha. The Rav thought that that's not the pshat. Memashmesh means I feel the tefillin. Memashmesh is the Gemara in Sukkah. Why is that? Because memashmesh, there's a second kiyum in tefillin. There's a kiyum in tefillin in anochas tefillin, and there's a kiyum in tefillin in being supremely aware of the askorvus that you have. So since there are two separate kiyumim, so we don't. It's shayach to have another bracha for that kiyum. So the Rav was saying, said that that's what's happening. That I just have memashmesh. I don't move it out of its place. It's there in its place. But I make the bracha l'niach tefillin b'shas that I do a mishmush, which means b'shas and a mekayim, the second kiyum in hanochas tefillin. However, that's pshat when the Rambam ends. The Rambam ends hilchas tefillin by saying kedushas tefillin kedushasen gedoy lehi shekol zman she tefillin b'roish shel adam v'al zeroyoi. The tefillin have empower the person to become onav v'yareish shemayim v'einay nimshach b'schayku b'si. So apparently, and then the Rambam writes, even though there's a mitzvah b'cholim b'shas tefillah yoyser min hakol. What's pshat? Yoyser min hakol? We have more of a mitzvah. What does that mean? So l'chayra, the Rambam is kishitasei. The Rambam's shita is that the part of the mitzvah of anochas tefillin is the awareness of that a person has the awareness of the kirvas aleikim, the awareness of kedushas Hashem. Memela kedushas tefillin is gedayla because the kedushas tefillin will refine my machshavas. Memela afal pishim mitzvos and lavshon. So there is b'shas tefillin yoyisim and akoil because there I'm going to have a greater kiyum in the awareness of the Rebbein Shimon. That's what he goes on to say. Omer Chachamim kol ha'koyre kriyashma b'loy tefillin ki lameid ed ha'sheker b'yatzmoy kol she'enim ed ha'tefillin oyver b'shmon esrei oyver b'shmona asay. All the difference I say. We're suggesting in Rambam is the following. We're saying that there's a basic machloikis. That the din of not being meisich das, the din of maintaining, being fixated on the tefillin. So this, again, this is the Rizk Rav's Nusach, which is quoted by his Talmidim. That the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoinahol, that is a mitzvah in Kiddushas Hashem. That's a mitzvah, that's a kiyum in Moir Hashem. And the Rambam holds that it is a kiyum in the mitzvah of tefillin. So we developed that from the Lashon of Tosfos. The Lashon of Tosfos says that the mitzvah of being fixated on Kiddushas Hashem is learned from the Askaras. And the Rambam says, Dinik Kiddushas Tefillin. Tosfos is a din de rabbanon, and the Rambam would hold that is a din de raisa ad kidei kach that it becomes a ptur. How could it become a ptur? Yeah, look, Rambam is saying that heyoyis that the rabbanon said there are two kiyumim in tefillin. If I cannot be mekayim, if I can't be mekayim both kiyumim, zechem potter. And that would explain to us that is each one kishitosai, that Tosfos, the Rambam holds, that Hesach Hadas is mamish, not being Mesiach Das, from the Kedusha of the Tefillin, from the awareness of Tefillin. And the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, they held as another din of having Meir Hashem. What's Meir Hashem? That shouldn't become a letz. That shouldn't say, that it shouldn't have Schoik Vekalus Rosh. But there's no special din of being aware of the Kedushas Atfilin. So, and L'chaira then, we don't have to, the Shagas Ayas Kash is taken care of. Why? Because the Rambam doesn't need to learn from Tzitz. The Rambam does say Kedushas is greater. Right? So this is not so gleich. But the Rambam does seem to connect it. But it doesn't have to be connected, but it doesn't have to come from Talmud.
But the Kash is anyway, without Tzitz, it's a Kash. The Rambam passed
Okay. Good. Okay. It also could explain how we mekayim the din. So we mekayim the din by wearing him for a very short period of time, wearing him davka when we were davening. It could be. This is a very, very speculative, but it could be that the ritzuas that we have, the binding of the tefillin, and then having the tefillin in our hand, that might be a kiyum in not being mesiach das. I've suggested for two reasons. One reason is because l'chaira, what we do is a little bit strange. We wrap the tefillin around our arms before we. Well, even though we don't be mafsek being tefillah l'tefillah, Rav Moshe Zatzal would not do. Rav Moshe Zatzal, people tell me they put the tefillin in place, one wrap, and then you'd put on tefillin shirosh, because he was makbid that these extra wraps are hefsek. So we assume that it's not going to stay in place, and I have to wrap it around a few times, and that's my kshira. It could be that wrapping it around over and over again is so cumbersome that it's one of the ways in which I not misich das, same thing having in your hand. There is a Mishnas Yosef. Mishnas Yosef, the Yosef Lieberman, he was one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim. He was one of the experts in Shviyas and one of the experts on Kedushas Stam. He was a Gadol B'Yisrael in many, many ways. And in all areas, B'chol Anfei, but he was known for these two areas. So the Mishnas Yosef raises the question. The Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol can't put his hands above the tzitz. So he says, how did he ever get his tefillin on? And he says, and how was he mashmish his tefillin? Every time he was mashmish tefillin, it would be mashmish tzitz. So the Mishnah says, there's a raya from here, that being mashmish with the ritzuos, you mekayim, that didn't have big mishmish with tefillin. Other Rosh Hashivas say a little bit different. Other Rosh Hashivas say that the Sodi Teretz is that the din is only the Gavin Nesias Kapayim, because the Nesias Kapayim have the Etzbois have the place of the Shechina. So to put your private Shechina on top of the Tzitz, that could be a bizui. But Stam having it filling in your hands, doing a mitzvah, not so. But this Hatzah of the Mishnas Yosef, so it helps us possibly make this din halacha lemaisa, because we are memashmesh, we're not memashmesh chol shah v'shah, but maybe the cumbersome aspect of the ritzuos that helps us be mekayim the mishmesh b'chol shah v'shah, not to be meisich das. But again, that's just a possible leisafa according to the Rambam. But l'chaira, what we explained over here is that there are three ways to be magdil the din of Hesach Hadas. There is the din of the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's a din, we cannot have Schoik V'Kalas Rosh. There is the Emek Bracha points out that Hayos the Tur quotes both the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, So therefore, he says it must be a broader din of being in a matzav of Baira. But what we're pointing out is that l'chari the machlegis between the Rambam and the Rosh is mugda the way the Brisker Rav was magdir it, that one holds that the din of not being misich das is a din in Kedushas Askores, it's a din in Mor Hashem, and the other is a din in Kedushas Tefillin. And that is miyat, that is consistent with the different approaches, why the Rambam would say that it's sakep tur, the Rambam would say it's a din de raisa, even mishmush. And the Seder Rambam fits in very, very well. And Lachor, the Makor of the Rambam might be the general din of Kedushas Tefillin that he writes at the end of the parak. Did it aura?
Yeah, this
story
you said
for Shimon
Rav is explicit
in the
Rosh
Sukkah there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Very good. I was thinking that it might be that the suffix of Taisvis, whether it's a new bracha and old bracha, could also line up. But that's a suffix in Taisvis is very good. Okay.
Maybe also
both
what?
Maybe
also did in the
Noah and in the Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was wondering about that. That's a good hour. I was wondering about that. That would be very helpful for the tour, because like he wouldn't. We'd say that the tour would hold that there are two both halachas are correct. Two kiyumim. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah.
Yes, get down, you stand down, you stay on board.